This is Dagoras Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagoras. This is flyer number 2-4, entitled Teaching Women to Hate the Gender Politicians. Description. This flyer aims to persuade FIP women that they can increase the chances of persuading men to give them babies if these FIP women join forces with the masculists to force the gender politicians to menfare the gender laws. And the flyer itself. Teaching women to hate the gender politicians. The prime enemy of the MGTOWs and masculists are the gender politicians, because it's they who have passed the divorce laws in the 70s that have resulted in some 10 million US men being financially massacred over the past 40 years in US divorce courts. Men do not have a para which would change everything, because these same gender politicians refuse to pass it because they listen to the fluffy feminist lobby. As the sex war keeps brewing and the birth rate crashes due to 2/3 of young men under 35 in the US refusing to marry and have kids, the gender politicians will come under enormous moral, political, and ballot box pressure from men. But if we masculists play our cards right, also from women. Notice I did not mention MGTOWs in this context, because I've given up on MGTOWs when it comes to political actions. MGTOWs are politically impotent and useless, except for making YouTube videos, which is a non-negligible contribution. The idea is the following, in capitals. Persuade women that the cause of their manlessness are the gender politicians. This is an easy case to make, which can be spelt out in a simple chain of logic. Question. Why are so many women manless today, and hence childless? Answer. Because 2/3 of young men under 35 refuse to marry and have kids. Question. Why? Answer. Because marriage has become toxic for men. Men have roughly a 1 chance in 4 of being financially massacred by their wives in the US divorce courts. Question. How did that happen? Answer. The gender politicians changed the divorce laws in the 70s, making it easy to financially massacre ex-husbands. They lost custody of their kids with 90% probability. They lose their house. That goes to the ex-wife to raise her kids in. He'll have to pay child support to kids he barely sees. If his ex-wife is a fluffy, he'll have to pay her alimony so that she can continue to parasite on him after the divorce as she did before. This is such a bad deal for men that they're going on strike, refusing to marry and refusing to have kids. This will crash the birth rate and wipe out the US population within a mere century. Question. Oh my God, so that's why I'm finding it almost impossible to find a man.
Who's willing to have a kid with me? It's depressing me greatly. A woman is built to have a kid or two. So what can women like me do? I don't want to financially massacre a man. I'm a FIP, financially independent person. But I desperately want a baby. I'm 35 and my biological clock will stop soon. I'm getting desperate.
Answer. Then help the masculists put real moral political pressure on the gender politicians to menfare the divorce laws and pass the para.
What's that?
Paternity rejection right, the male equivalent of the MARA for women. Maternity rejection right, also known as, aka, abortion right. The fact that men have no legal right to reject an unwanted pregnancy is a blatant sexual discrimination against men. Women have a MARA, men don't have a para.
But how will a woman who doesn't earn a good salary manage a job and a kid on her own without having a man to help her financially?
By creating a FIP society, where both sexes are socialized to become FIPs by studying FIP majors in high school, that is math and the sciences, not fluffy crap, that will make these women fluffies, traditional women who expect to parasite off the money of a man in their 30s, that is, non-FIPs, the opposite of women like you, who expect men to be their man-slaves. Maskless hate fluffies. Maskless aim to wipe them out, the way slavery was wiped out in the US in the 1800s. Man-slavery is slavery, and slavery is a war issue. The maskless are at war against the fluffies and the gender politicians.
So, concretely, how can a fit woman help masculists, and as a result make men more willing to have babies with fit women?
Join the masculists combating the gender politicians. Tell your female colleagues who are in the same boat as you are that the main reason they can't find men to give them babies is due to the gender politicians making marriage, or rather divorce, toxic for men. Persuade them to put real pressure on the gender politicians. They listened to you in the 70s when women pushed for favorable treatment for women regarding divorce, so maybe this time they might listen to you again and make the divorce laws men fair and pass the para and remove many other legal discriminations against men. Don't underestimate the hatred of men against the gender politicians and against fluffies, whom masculists see as vermin, immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, to be wiped out by refusing to have relationships with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. If the gender politicians don't menfair the gender laws, then the masculists and MGTOWs, men going their own way, refusing to marry and have kids, spending their money on themselves, are prepared to wipe out the whole population. There is no more important issue on the books now. The gender politicians must give men what they want, hopefully with the support of fit women like you, or the US population gets wiped out.
Gosh, I didn't realize the situation was that serious. I just want to have a baby, and you tell me my problem is linked to the total annihilation of the US population. Gosh. Okay, I understand now. I will tell my female fit friends what needs to be done. I see the gender politicians must make life better for men, or men will wipe them out, and everybody else. Scary thought. This idea is so new to me, it's hard to take in.
Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garris. Email profhugodegarris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegarris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, de Garris, masculist, MGTOW, flyers. Ciao.